So, you know, I was happy with that, and we just got to keep trying to move forward.
How important was it in the fourth quarter to keep the momentum going and not having to bring Steve or Grant or any starters back
here? Well, it's really important. I got a little, I guess perturbed would be the word. I don't know. I'm not an English major. App State, we're not that good. But I just thought that we lost our concentration for a second there and, you know, kind of wasn't focused on what we were trying to get done. And you know, all you need to have happen is for, you know, all of a sudden they score three or four straight baskets. And now all of a sudden a 25-point game is an 18-point game is a 15-point game. And, you know, I just think in our case we got to just be able to stay focused and try to finish the job so that our starters can sit over there and rest. Well, I just thought that I don't know if effort is the word. I just thought that he was much more aggressive. You know, I thought he was much more aggressive in what he was trying to do, and that worked out great. Usually, when you do that, you'll get your hands on a few extra balls, I think. Well, we do, and you know, I thought we came out in the third quarter and we were. You know, we didn't keep the pace of the game where I wanted, but, you know, we did such a good job defensively of not letting them get out and establish any kind of pace. So, you know, I was happy at the end of the night. I thought we did a good job and did what we need to do. And, you know, another home win. And, you know, that's where we just got to continue to get better. You know, we've given away a lot of games here, and we've already have 10 losses. And, you know, we had 10 losses. We averaged 10 losses the last 6 years at home. So, you know, we got a lot of work to do, but – you know, at least we got a chance. We've done a good job defensively, you know, except for Oklahoma City, I think, you know, who I think shot 50%. Most of the teams that we played the last 10, 12 games, we've had teams in the 40s and some in the 30s. So I think for the last 12 games, I think teams are shooting 42% against us. So. You know, if we keep it right there and keep the turnovers down, then I think we're pretty good. Like tonight, you know, I thought we turned the ball over too much, 18 turnovers. You know, rebounding wise and everything, I thought we did a really good job.
Did you ever imagine a Utah team that
they responded? Hadn't happened since I've been in the NBA, you know, and I've been around a long time. I told somebody I've gotten fired 4 times since he was the coach there. So, you know, as we were counting up today, I think Julie and I were counting today and the number of coaches that have been here and everywhere. And I mean, I think all you need to know is that there's been 246 coaching changes since he took over Utah. I mean, that kind of speaks for itself. And then if you look at his record, and I told someone, and this is why I think it's so difficult to win championship, guys, is that, you know, he's had great teams there. You know, Stockton, Malone, those teams were great teams. You know, they couldn't beat the Chicago Bulls. No one beat the Chicago Bulls, you know. So I don't know if you can define, you know, anything with his coaching legacy about the fact that he didn't win a championship with the way he's coached and the number of games he's won and the way his team has played. I don't think there's anyone in basketball that doesn't respect the way his team execute, the way they play every night. When you play them every night, you're going to be in the hot tub after the game, because there's going to be some black and blue marks somewhere on your body. And I think everybody respects him for the competitive nature all of his teams played with. Thanks.